X-aamu.
Paikan päällä siis Hugleger Dagsen. Did I pronounce that well?
Yes, it's close enough.
Is it Hugleger Dagsen?
Hugleger Dagsen.
Hugleger Dagsen.
Yes, you have to be softer.
Softer. And there's a small R.
Hugleger. Just purr it.
Purr it.
Hugleger. Sing it like a Björk.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
It's close enough. And we've been listening to this whole morning.
Yeah. So I've been told, so where are my royalties?
Because we've been playing this on the radio. And he needs royalties because somebody might call this music. Or do you call this music, Hugleger?
Yeah, well, it has a beat to it. you can make music out of this. You should have a competition. Local DJs or whatever.
The remix.
Artist remix this, and whoever does the best song can spend the night with me and get a live performance.
I can come and do this to your house.
Great prize.
Eli paikan päällä siis Hugleger Dagsen, joka siis on nyt myös siirtynyt stand-up-komikkaan, ja me ollaan kuunneltu Hugleger Dagsenin kuorsasta. Ja jatketaan siitä nyt lisää. Hugleger, have you always snored this bad?
Yes, so I'm told. I went to see a doctor about it recently. Because I don't get enough oxygen while I'm sleeping, so it takes me more time to wake up than other people, and it might kill me.
That's pretty. Yeah.
So small deaths every night.
Yeah, that's.
You stop breathing and.
Yeah, absolutely. I have. I'm on a list. They're going to study me while I'm sleeping soon in Iceland. And I might have an operation or something.
Okay, because Matti has the same similar problem. You both of you should put a band together.
Yeah, yes, we should do like a choir thing.
Yeah, and you could play in people's houses and you know hotel rooms if somebody's lonely and doesn't want to sleep.
We could be roommates on a tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be a beautiful harmony, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you tried anything? Because there's a trick that you put stick a tennis ball in your back.
That doesn't work for me. I snore if I'm lying on my back or on my side or whatever.
Yeah, because this video. Who filmed this video, by the way? Because this
I
is
don't
in
know.
YouTube.
I just found it. I found it on the internet. Somebody broke in. Cause didn't steal anything. Just taped it on my phone.
Yeah. So that you wouldn't call the cops afterwards.
Yeah.
He said you're gonna put this
maybe
on YouTube.
It was my next door neighbor.
Probably
was worried, and he's like, I'm gonna leave this on his phone, and he'll know what.
He'll be worried if there's no sound at all.
Yeah. It was a very considerate burglar.
So Hugleger is gonna have an operation. Hopefully this doesn't kill you. Anyways, but you're in Finland for a reason, and starting from the 12th, today actually, in Turku, and going forward until Helsinki. Musiikkitalossa siis on iso stand-up-kiertue tulossa, siellä on loistavia esiintyjä, muitakin siellä on Zaania, siellä on Andre Wikström mukana myös Helsingin musiikkitalossa, joka on itse asiassa loppuun myyty, mutta lippuja löytyy näille muille keikoille vielä, eli Turku, Tampere, Oulu ja Jyväskylä. Ja Hugleger, you've done a lot of stand-up lately. We all know you from your cartoons and your comic strips, but what do you like to talk about when doing stand-up?
My penis.
All right.
That's it.
This is more subject.
Like I do an hour and a half back home just about my penis.
All
I start at the base, and then I work myself up.
Okay.
I do... I talk about... lots of stuff, mainly like filthy things, which is kind of my forte.
Okay.
I do talk about society. I talk about the difference between the Scandinavians, for example, and I do some Star Wars jokes, some Star Wars impressions.
Penis Star Wars jokes.
Yeah.
In Scandinavia.
I talk about Chewbacca's shaved genitals.
Does he have shaved genitals?
Yeah, somewhere under there, you have to search. I talk about war and peace and everything in between.
I just want to say this out loud. Let's get back to your penis.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the issue there? What's the issue? Why do you want to talk about such a small subject?
I don't talk about my penis in particular. I just talk about penises and vaginas
right.
and how... But, yeah, they, penises and vaginas, they aren't very pretty things, are they?
No.
No.
No, no, it's
we focus too much on those parts, and that's the kind of the most ridiculous parts about ourselves. Mm. They call it bumping uglies when they talk about having sex in Britain. They call it bumping uglies, and it's like the best description of sex I ever heard. And, you know, there is a thing going on that vaginoplasty is on the rise. More and more girls are having putting their vaginas in a facelift, and I just want to ask those girls one question. Have you seen a penis? You don't have to worry about your vagina.
No, I've never seen a man who's like, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I can't do that. I want it to be more pretty. No.
It's weird. I have another question, actually. Would you like to see a penis?
Yeah.
And everybody says, yes, of course.
Yes, of course. But yeah, that's really weird that people are having those operations. But people are having those operations as well on their
armpits.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, because they're too wrinkly apparently in Hollywood, so they're having their armpits done.
Yeah. Well, in Hollywood, they are fucking each other up the armpits as well. So it makes sense. They're bleaching their armpits as well.
It's close to vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's as close as you're gonna get, Monty.
And they're doing these yoga practices so they can fuck themselves in the armpits as well.
That's what Sting does, though.
He does.
No, that's
he does yoga.
No, he doesn't do yoga. He does tantra, man. Ah. That's totally different.
But he better shave his armpit before he fucks it, or else it will sting.
All right. We have siis Hooklegger Dachshund is with us, joka on siis tehnyt Saako tälle edes nauraa -sarjakuvat, jotka on siis tunnettuja suomalaisille. So you've been doing a lot of stand-up. Do you have any time to draw anymore?
This year I'm putting out maybe 4 books in Iceland, so I have to. I already signed the contract, so I have to do some drawing this year. I don't do... my stand-up is maybe like 30% of my work, so I've fit in time for my pen as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because it's nice to hear that you're not going to quit on that.
You were here last time, 2011, and you drew us. One of us was puking, and other one was making a shit on a table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty accurate.
Yeah. So now it's been 3 years, so maybe during the next song you can draw if there's something... happened between that time.
Yeah, how do you see us now?
Yeah, what happened to the poop and the vomit?
Yeah, we have that on our Facebook actually. Eli meidän Facebookista löytyy Hooklegerin aikaisempi kuva meistä, ja Hooklegger piirtänyt uuden kuvan. You just draw us with me and Matti, and I couldn't agree with the picture more. This is what I feel like every morning.
You feel like more of the bottom of the relationship, and he's the top.
Yeah, basically, yes.
I'm the manly man.
I don't know. I guess I'm the screamer. Eli siis, jos haluatte nähdä, minkälaisen kuva Hooklegger biisin aikana piirsi musta ja Matista, niin meidän tuottaja Tuomas laittaa sitä koko ajan Facebookiin. Eli islantilainen komikka on, ja hänen komikkaansa on mahdollista nähdä siis Turussa, Tampereella, Oulussa, Jyväskylässä ja Musiikkitalossa 12-16 päivä tämä kiertue jatkuu. So, Hooklegger, there's actually somebody commenting on your snoring and wishing that we wouldn't play it anymore because this sound makes someone's dog crazy.
Play it anymore.
Oh, no.
No, it has a delay.
It has a delay. Wait, I'm just going to close this. Yeah. So this sound makes somebody's dog crazy. So we can't play that anymore.
Okay.
Somewhere in Finland, two dogs are eating a radio.
Yeah, it's a mating call for some.
It dogs. Actually sounds like a moose trying to find company.
Yeah. Well, maybe my subconscious just wants to spend the night with a moose.
Yeah, probably because I've seen documentaries about nature where they make sounds like that. You should join a hunting party somewhere.
Yeah,
and try to attract the moose.
The hunters could carry me around on stretchers, and
yeah,
I'll just have a nap in the forest. It sounds like a good job. I have that as a backup if this whole poop jokes thing fails.
you really made your career on a solid base.
Yes.
But it's good to have a plan B.
How did you actually tell your parents and your relatives that this is, look, Mom, this is what I want to do with my life?
Well, as soon as the my book started to sell, they weren't worried at all. Okay. Well,
all right.
You found it good. So they're glad that I made something. I was making poop jokes since I was a kid. I was drawing these things since I was a child, so they knew it was coming.
Your mother has your early works somewhere.
Somewhere. I found some of my early work in a box in my father's basement, and it has some poop jokes there. I haven't evolved at all.
Yeah, but basically some of your school teachers must have some of your early work. Did you ever get into trouble drawing these things?
No, I don't remember. I was like in a really like a liberal school as a kid. They didn't even have grades. It was a very hippy-dippy kind of school. So they kind of encouraged me just to be creative. As long as I was drawing poop and not using real poop in my art, they were happy.
So was it the kind of schools that they have in Sweden where they don't have genders at all? They just... there's no hun or han.
Yeah, they cut off your genitals
before you get in.
Run around naked in a sandbox.
School
that explains why you want to talk about your penis all the time. You're missing it. You want to reminisce it in your stand-up. Listen, we found a Facebook group. There's quite a lot of pictures of your work that people have tattooed on themselves. Have you seen these?
Some people sent me those pictures. There are actually, I've seen maybe 15 different pictures of tattoos of my cartoons. And yeah, if you want to put that on your body, please.
You should just release, the next time you're making an album, you should just hire a man to take all the comic strips as a tattoo and send him on a European tour.
Yeah, I will just print my next book on human skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be controversial. Finally, I will be controversial.
Yeah, somebody gets offended.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos yourself?
No, I can't decide on one because whatever I like this day, I will not like tomorrow. I don't have much patience at all. So I'm not going to, if I'm going to put something on my body, I will regret it the next day.
Yeah.
But you can tattoo your penis.
I could do tattoo a picture of my penis on my penis.
That's
that would
right.
be something. That would be postmodern.
And controversial.
What has been your most controversial picture? What has scared everyone and raised a holler?
I rarely encounter any controversy, actually. Whatever I do, people seem to be happy with it. My most popular thing is something which was from the first popular hits book, which is like a joke book based on song titles, and it was the Anarchy in the UK one. That's a picture I did, and that's been like bootlegged all over the world. It's been illegally printed on t-shirts in Slovakia as we speak.
But you have your own t-shirts as well, do you?
Yeah.
Are they all copies or?
No, I have a few companies who have my permission, and I'm flattered either way if it's illegal or not, as long as I get a little bit of attention.
You yourself have all Marvel. You have a Marvel shirt.
Yeah, this is my Marvel Civil War shirt. This is Captain America punching Iron Man.
Okay.
And I am a big Marvel geek. If you look through my luggage, I only brought like X-Men and Avengers books over to read on my tour.
So that's what you still read?
Yeah, that's what I read. I used it to clean my palate after having all the filth up on stage.
Yeah, and you have a Thor pin on your jacket.
Yeah, Thor is my favorite these days. I actually am somewhere between Thor and Hulk. That would be the perfect threesome.
There was actually a couple in Finland who named their son after the hammer of Thor.
Mjölnir, okay, yeah well.
And there was a lot of talk about it in the paper, that is this all right to name a child after Thor's hammer?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's nothing
absolutely.
Wrong with that.
Mjölnir, it means the one that smashes. It's a great name.
For a baby.
It's, yeah, this one is going to be a destroyer.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be. Eli Hugleger Dagson, kertaa ympäri Suomea.
Thank you once again.
Thank you for having me. Yle X Aamu.